Joining us now, we have, and he is definitely winning.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chez Reavy. What's going on, Chez?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Man, we're doing good, but not as good as you. A little W here in Davidson a couple days ago, and good stuff. So, got to tell me, it's got to feel good winning on the PGA Tour, securing a card for next year.
Oh, yeah, it feels great. You know, it's been a while since I was able to win and had a few injuries, which kind of held me back for a little while, but got through them and was able to win last week.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, 08, you won on the PGA Tour, 07 on the Web.com Tour. So that winning feeling coming back, was there nerves coming down the stretch on Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are always some nerves, but, you know, a lot of excitement as well. You know, it had been a while since I'd been in that position to have a chance to win and was fortunately able to pull it off.
Well, Chez, as you know, as it's coming and you know through and playing out Saturday, Sunday, are you a leaderboard watcher? Are you checking the scoreboard? Are you watching to see where you are, who's ahead of you, what's happening to their games? I mean, you know, you're coming up on a tough par three on number 17 that everybody seemed to struggle with all weekend. I mean, how closely are you monitoring your position on the leaderboard?
Yeah, so I check the leaderboard after the ninth hole just to see. You know, I shot 4 under on the front, and I just was wondering if I was close or if the leaders were running away with it. And fortunately for me, you know, I had gained quite a bit of ground, was only a shot or two back after 9, and then I didn't look at it again until I got done with 16 and walked up on the 17th. Then I looked at it again to kind of see where I was at.
And where were you, and what did you pull out for that 220-yard par 3 downhill?
Yeah, so I had I was one shot back, and so I cut a 4-iron into that back right pin.
Well, and so you knew with the 5 ahead that par 3 could be big for you. How'd you do?
Yeah, you know, I made a par. I hit a great tee shot, and I was probably 15, 20 feet past the hole, and then unfortunately left my birdie putt short, but was able to make a par and then birdie the last.
So obviously, you know, there's some status that you had going into next year, but obviously this jumps you up now. And the last two events, I'm assuming you're going to go play the last two events. Is that correct?
Yeah. I'm in Columbus right now, and then I'll play Jacksonville next week.
So the idea is just to try and keep making as much money as you can, finishing as high as you can to get the status as high as you can, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you finish number one on the finals money list, then it gets you into the players next year as well. And then, it moves your status up out of the reshuffle category from the web.com tour. So if I'm, you know, able to win this money list, it would definitely help me next year.
And as you look at next year and even beyond your own, you know, status and whatever, I mean, how do the guys on the web.com tour struggling to make it onto the PGA tour? How do you feel about the way the system is playing out? I mean, it is becoming increasingly difficult for guys to make a transition and find a lot of PGA Tour events to play in. Is something broken in the system? I mean, we just got too many old guys who continue to play too long, too many exemptions. What's going on?
You know, it's tough, but it's always been tough. I don't really think there's anything broken with the system. You know, I think the tour is, you know, they've added spots now into the fall series events, so more guys will be able to play now. And so the PGA Tour, that is kind of been aware that, you know, guys might not have been getting in enough golf tournaments. But, you know, it hasn't always been that bad. You know, there weren't as many invitationals, you know, a long time ago. Now there's so many invitationals, and, you know, so those events are harder to get in. But if you get in and you play well early, you know, then you pretty much get in everything for the rest of the year.
So when you start looking forward to the fall, I mean, how do you plan? I mean, what's your I can't even imagine. How do you plan your travel? How do you plan your fall?
Yeah, you know, it's if you're at the bottom of the list of the guys who get their tour card, you know, you have to wait until the Thursday or the Friday before the tournament week to see if you're in the event or not. And if you are, then you make your travel plans. If you're not, then you just stay home.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is, too, is it looks like you're a guy that wants to play as much as he can. I mean, you've got 26, 27, 30 events out on tour, 19 this year. Is it something that you look forward to, is to try and get out there, 25, 26 events, or do you maybe look to pick and choose a little bit more, or does it all come down to what status you have and what you can get into?
Yeah, you know, it's a combination of both. You know, when you're playing well and you get a decent amount of money up on the boards, you know, then you can kind of be a little pickier with the events you play in. But, you know, I'm a guy, I love playing golf. I love playing golf tournaments. So, you know, I've always been a guy who plays more. So I'll definitely play the majority of the fall events. I'll probably play all of them, to be honest with you, and then see how I do and go from there.
Yeah, I mean, playing golf's got to be better than working at Sears.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely nice.
I mean, and nothing against Sears. In case they're a sponsor, nothing against Sears.
Again, we're talking with winner from last week on the Web.com Finals, Ches Reavie. And so when you talk about, you know, winning golf tournaments, what's the one thing that maybe clicked? I mean, I know you had a decent week, but what's the thing that kind of puts you over the edge to be able to win a golf tournament? It's your third career win between the two tours. You know, is it everything kind of comes together, or is it something like the putting that clicks in, or getting the ball in the fairway off the tee? What kind of goes into, you know, we see this a lot. We see guys, and I'm not saying that you did this, but we see guys that may miss cuts 5 weeks in a row, and then all of a sudden they win.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think the thing for me last week, what clicked was I started making some putts. You know, I made a lot of the par putts, you know, from 4 or 5 feet, and then was able to make a few good birdies out there and just really eliminated the mistakes. I've always been a guy who hits a lot of fairways and a lot of greens. And so if I'm putting well from 10 feet and in, then, you know, that's when I seem to score well and give myself a chance to win. But as far as guys who, you know, miss a few cuts and then come out there and win, you know, I think a lot of that is they get so frustrated and they just kind of, you know, clean house mentally. You know, they get so frustrated and it's like, you know what, let's just go play, you know, if I missed a cut, you know, who cares? And then all of a sudden they let go of all the pressure they're putting on themselves, and then they play really well.
Well, you know, the rest of us do that by drinking more beer on the golf course. It kind of cleanses everything out of the brain as well.
Well, you definitely play better when you're relaxed. So, I mean, whatever it takes, cleaning house or cleaning out the pantry of all the beer.
So, So when you talk about going from web.com to PGA Tour, is there a different mindset that you have in playing those different events between the two tours? It just seems like watching guys on the web.com tour, they shoot 66, they maintain their position. You go out on the PGA Tour, you shoot 66, more often than not, you're moving up the leaderboard. It almost seems like you have to make a lot more birdies on the web.com tour. Is that the case?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think the courses we're playing in the finals here, they're more like courses we play on the PGA Tour as far as, you know, the rough and the firmness of the greens and, you know, the difficulty of the golf courses. But, you know, a lot of the web.com courses, they're just not quite set up as tough as the PGA Tour courses are set up. And so I think that's why you see guys make so many more birdies and so many guys are doing it. Whereas on the PGA Tour, you know, some guys are shooting 66, but not nearly as many as, you know, on the web.com tour.
All right, be honest. On either tour, are you a guy who likes to play in pro-ams, or just getting out there with those hackers is a pain in the rear end?
No, you know, I'm a very social guy, so I don't mind pro-ams at all. I know some guys, you know, they struggle with it and they really don't like it, but as long as I get guys that want to have a good time and, you know, enjoy the day, you know, it's usually a fun day for us all.
Have you ever watched someone swing a golf club and it was so bad it made you think about playing tennis?
Not me thinking about playing tennis. Maybe telling him to play some tennis.
Yeah, it may be time to go to a consignment place and trade those in on a tennis racket.
Right.
You know, so as you move forward to the end of this season and you start planning, you pretty much know that you're going to have status. Fries.com, I mean, is that something that you look at right off the bat? I want to get back out there. I want to get into it and start the season off right.
Absolutely. You know, I'll play the Fries.com event. I'll play the event in Las Vegas, the Shriners Hospitals Open, and then I'll play the McGladrey Classic as well, for sure. And then who knows, maybe I'll play Jackson in Jackson, Mississippi as well.
See, I'm not a fan of the crap-around season, but you Web.com guys are going to make me a fan, because now I realize what that access can do for you guys. And maybe I have to change my tune about the wraparound season, which I think is terrible.
Yeah, you know, it's very strange, you know, thinking, you know, I'm playing right now in 2015 for the 2016 season, and then, you know, you go home for a month, and I'm just so used to going to Hawaii in January thinking that's the beginning of the season. And so when you're there and it's already like the sixth event of the year, it's just, it's strange. I still can't quite wrap my mind around it either.
Yeah, I mean, well, being from New England, for me, the beginning of the season was always in Hawaii because we would sit at home. We have 18 inches of snow every day, and we see, it's like weather porn. You see on TV what it really could be like if we weren't so dumb living in New England. So that was always the start of the golf season for me.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, I don't make the rules, so...
So take advantage of them. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Chez, before we let you go, you know, we talk about wraparound seasons. We got West Coast and we got Florida swing, and then we kind of go all over the country. You're a Kansas boy, went to school at Arizona State. Is there a section of the country that just seems to bring the best out in your game? Is it the West Coast swing? Is it the Florida swing? Or is it just kind of anywhere else that they go play?
You know, in the past, I've played okay on the West Coast, but I usually start playing better, you know, once we hit the Florida swing and play in Tampa. That's usually when I start to play a lot better. And, you know, I don't really know why that is, but it seems to definitely be a trend for me.
Oh, well, there you go. You know, it's Bermuda greens versus bent greens, maybe something to do with it?
Yeah, it might. It might. Absolutely.
Flat and wide open, maybe?
Right.
Well, let me ask, are these new Bermuda greens so much, I'm not going to say, they're more bent-like than they are Bermuda-like from in the past. I mean, is that kind of, it's not making as much of a difference anymore, is it?
Yeah, you know, the thing is with these new Bermuda greens, they can get them quite a bit firmer, whereas the bent grass greens are usually softer. So that's where you see the big difference is, you know, you really have to, you know, play smart and give yourself good angles at some of the hole locations and good distances, because if you don't, you know, with the firmness of the greens, it can make it really difficult.
Oh, well, that's awesome to know. Well, Chez, we really appreciate you hopping on with us this evening, and we will do our best to give you a little bit of mojo. Most people that come on the show get some good mojo, the Golf Shop Radio bump, Mike likes to call it. So, you know, you might just win one of the next 2 weeks as well.
Or both.
That would be fantastic.
We look forward to watching you and getting you back out on the PGA Tour next year and seeing what happens.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Chez Reavie, and he is winning.